auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items too. When you move, downsize, or inherit an estate, our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
National Anthem just finishing up here. And welcome, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here, along with my buddy Trayvon Crystal here. We're in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp. We got high school football action. It is the Phillips Loggers, who were supposed to be taking on the Prentice Buccaneers, Trey. They're going to be taking on the Rossholt Hornets here tonight, who traveled all the way from, you know where Rossholt is, Trey? That's all the way down by Stevens Point, a little over 2 hours away. Nice road trip for them. We're going to see here from them one of the fastest kids in the state. I'm excited to see what the Loggers are going to be able to do with him. This kid's really got extreme next-level speed, one of the top kids in the state as far as running goes. The Loggers are going to have their hands full trying to keep them wrapped up here. We're excited to have everybody here. We're on Facebook along here with 98Q Country, and this game is going to get underway here in a couple minutes after they announce some of the lineups here. They're going through the Rossholt lineup right now. And Carter Stentz, is that who you think it is?
No.
Senior, top one. Aiden Wizza.
Yeah.
Aiden Wizza. It's a name we're going to hear a lot. They're going to throw a lot of screen passes to him, I believe, here. But they look like a nice, big, athletic team. And they are bringing out our Phillips Loggers here right now. And a packed crowd here at Logger Camp. And they announce out my boy, J.J. Hakenin. And it's a beautiful night here for football. A little cloudy. We're hoping the rain holds off a little bit. And we're able to play this game with no issues at all. And a little bit of clouds here tonight, about 69 degrees out here. Not a lot of wind. Phillips Loggers in their black uniforms looking sharp with orange lettering, black helmets. This Rossholt team, they're all in white. They've got some blue lettering, a little bit of yellow as well. They're the Rossholt Hornets. We haven't faced them. Maybe we faced them years ago, not in recent history. But this is a good team who was in 11-man not that long ago and moved back over here to 8-man football. And not sure who won the, if they did the coin flip already or not. We're going to see here in a minute who's going to be kicking off here. Eye test right here says Rossholt may be a little bit bigger. They've got some length. They've got some tall kids out there interested to see what some of these guys are able to do. A lot of kids over 6 foot tall, possible receivers that could bring trouble. JJ a little bit beat up here tonight. He's got nursing a neck a little bit. He's going to play offense and be limited on defense. So hopefully he can stay healthy through this game. Hopefully everybody stays healthy. We watched some pretty tough ones here, Trey, early on in this season. Slade Scheitower from Rib Lake in that game tore his ACL. Poor kid, the sophomore. And hoping for a fast recovery for Slade over there in Rib Lake. That's going to be a long recovery for him. And the Phillips Loggers set to kick off here.
Close to fast.
In just a moment. And a little pooch kick right over the top, and Rossholt catches it at their own 41-yard line. And they're going to start out right here at the 41-yard line, working from left to right in front of me, from east to west. And going to see what kind of offense they bring to the table here. Loggers, get set. Loggers got a nice team here with a lot of seniors, 8 seniors this year. And it was parents' night here tonight, so a nice crowd, all the parents here. And the Hornets, they step up to the line of scrimmage. And from the shotgun is Dylan. And it's going to be handoff up the middle and snagged here and taken down. And didn't get a flag on this play. Also, might have been a face mask on the Loggers here. A big run for Rossholt from number 23, Caleb Zick. So Caleb Zick with a big run right off the bat, ran it all the way down to about the logger's 35-yard line. And a face mask on the loggers is going to move it even closer. So it's going to move it all the way up to, well, they're going to go from the 32-yard line. So Rochville with a big play right to start off things here in this first quarter. Only 10 seconds gone from this game. Here is the Hornets with two receivers to the left, one to the right. And they're going to pass, quick pass to the left. And that one, was that intercepted? No, it wasn't. It bounced off the receiver and almost an interception. And that bounced off the hands. I don't know if that was Wade Vetter over there.
I think it was Kyle.
Oh, Kyle Seidenbender. So Kyle Seidenbender was there, almost got the interception after that pass bounced off the receiver's chest. Who's the quarterback out there, Trey?
We'll
see when he comes up to the line of scrimmage what number he is here. So we've got second and 10 coming up here from the 32-yard line. 11 and a half minutes to go here, first quarter. This game just underway. 0-0 is the score. And is that number four? I believe it's Avery Gangler is the quarterback. And he's going to go to the left and a quick pitch and wrapped up quickly. And who was that over there that wrapped him up? A nice tackle. Might have been Kyle Seidenbender again. And that was going to be a tackle for a loss, bringing him back to about the 35-yard line. Going to bring up a third and 13 here. So a couple nice defensive plays here for the Loggers. And Dylan DeLayette is the quarterback here. With one guy in the backfield, two receivers split wide right. Quarterback looking to throw this one deep. He does get it downfield just a little too far. And Kenny Drexler was there in coverage. Going to bring up a 4th and 14, a spot where I think Rochelle probably going to go for it. Don't you think, Trey? 10 and a half minutes to go here. 0-0 is the score. Boy, Rochelle does have some big athletes out there, don't they, Trey?
Yeah.
So they're going to go for it here on 4th down. Like you're going to see another pass play coming up. Rochelle steps up to the line of scrimmage. With one back in the backfield. Got a receiver in motion, two to the right. Quarterback drops back. He's going to look to run and does in a nice tackle. And it's going to be a turnover on downs. And I believe McCoy Delasky along with Sawyer Kuchaba on the tackle. And before this game, I said Sawyer Kuchaba is going to be a huge one in this game. Him and Ben leading this team in tackles kind of all over the field. It's going to be Loggers football here right now. 10 and a half minutes to go. Loggers get the turnover on downs. And they're going to start out 1st and 10 from the 30-yard line. And you got Kuchaba all alone in the backfield, that quarterback from the shotgun. And it's going to be handoff to the right side. And there's a big run going down the field. Is that A-Ron? Breaks the tackle. Tackled again here. Way down the field at the 25-yard line. And was, whose number is that? That's got to be Delasky with a different number, isn't it?
Yeah, that was Aaron.
So that's Aaron wearing number 53 here tonight. Trey missed that one right there. Nice run there on 1st down there for Delasky. And Logger's going to step up again here. And it looks like J.J. split wide left at receiver. Kuchaba at quarterback, all alone in the backfield. They're packed tight. Kuchaba going to keep it, going to run it up the middle. He's wrapped up. He picks up a few yards. Sawyer Kuchaba going to make it about a 2nd and 7, we'll say. All right. Dylan DeLette, yes, is the quarterback there. Appreciate that here on Facebook. And going to bring up, what do we got coming up here? A 2nd down and about 8. From just outside the 20-yard line, Loggers had a big run there from Aaron Delasky. Got him all the way down the field. And it's going to be a handoff left side So Dulaski, again, he's wrapped up after picking up a couple more. Roschel, nice job on defense. And J.J. Haakkinen, he's going to come in with the play here on third and eight, 8:55 to go here in this first quarter. And Loggers looking to score here early on. Got Haakkinen in the backfield next to Kuchaba. Going to be a direct snap to J.J. J.J.'s going to keep it. He's going right side, trying to get around the corner, and picks up. Did he get the first down? We're going to see where they spot him. He's close to the first down. Going to see where they spotted him. They're spotting it. He must have stepped out of bounds up a little bit.
There was a flag.
Oh, there was a holding. That's what it was. Okay, so there was a holding on the Loggers. That's why they're bringing it back. So I think J.J. got around the corner and got right over by that first down, but a holding. Devastating there. It's going to bring up a third and probably 14 for the Loggers. Backs them up all the way to the 30-yard line. And here you got Kuchaba in the backfield. And it's going to be a counter play left side. That's way better. He finds the hole. The five. Touchdown. The counter play works for the Loggers again. And way better. The super sophomore breaks through on the counter, gets the touchdown. Loggers leading 6-0. And they're going to go for the two-point conversion. All right, here we go. Loggers from the 3-yard line. Everyone split wide left. 6 guys. There's only 3 to the right. And what are they going to call? A timeout, I believe. And we are going to get a timeout. Timeout here called by the Phillips Loggers here with 8:15 to go. It's 6-0 Loggers. They're going to go for the 2-point conversion. When we come back, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haakkinen along with Trayvon Crystal here in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp. And it is a 6-0 score here for the Phillips Loggers over the Roschhold Hornets early on. 8:15 to go here in this ballgame. The Loggers set up to go for the 2-point conversion. Here's Kuchaba in the backfield. He's going to keep it up the middle. He goes. I think Roschhold stopped him. They did. So two-point conversion is no good. And 6-0 is the score. All right, 6-0 is the score here. Logger's going to be kicking off in a moment, and we're going to send it back again to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Think the Indiana and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy 5 oil changes, get the 6 free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haakkinen along with Trayvon Crystal here in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp. 8:15 to go here in this first quarter. The Loggers leading 6-0 off a couple of nice runs here in that first quarter. A big one by Aaron Dulaski and the big counter run from Wade Vetter for the touchdown. The Loggers are going to kick off here. Kyle said it, Seidenbender, the kicker. And they're already expecting a pooch kick here. And it is up the middle. It goes, and Roschel falls on it. I shouldn't say fall on it. They picked it up, and we're about to run it back. They're going to be at their own 49-yard line to start out. And Dylan DeLayette, he's going to be running this offense here again for Roschel. We'll see him from the shotgun. We've seen Roschel pass the ball a lot. And I think the guy we're looking out for here is Aiden Wizza. They're going to keep an eye on him. Trayvon tells me he's the speed demon. No. Alex Wizba, he's the one.
Yeah.
All right, Alex. All right. I bet Winter knows who it is. And here things go. They get the ball set here at the Roschel Hornets' own 49-yard line. 8:13 to go here, first quarter. Was there a penalty again on that? I don't know what that one was, but they moved it ahead. 15 yards, that's a personal foul. I didn't see that one at all. So the Hornets with a break there, they're going to have it all the way up at the 36-yard line. I didn't see a flag or anything. Obviously, there was one there. Here's Roschel. Here's their turn. From the shotgun, two backs in the backfield, two receivers split, both sides. Going to be handoff left side, up the middle it goes, and probably about a 5-yard run. A nice run there from Roschel. And that was Cash Calhoun. Cash Calhoun. That's a name right there, Trey. Sounds like a WWE wrestling name, Cash Calhoun. I didn't get a fancy name like that, Karen.
I guess not.
All right, here's Roschel again. 7:42 to go, first quarter, 6-0 Loggers. From the shotgun, nobody in the backfield. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Receiver to the right in motion. It's going to be a pitch back to him. Left side he goes and tackles maybe a very short gain. Going to bring up a third and six again. Maybe five. I think they're going to give him a yard on that one. It's going to be third and five. 7:15 to go here now. All right, here we go. Dylan DeLeet's going to lead this team up to the line of scrimmage. From the 32-yard line, 33-yard line maybe, he's all alone in the shotgun. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Quick throw to the right side, and it's going to be a short gain, but enough for the first down. Pass was completed, and a nice run after the catch for Caleb Zick. And first down here for the Hornets, 6:43 to go here, first quarter. It's 6-0 Loggers. The Hornets up to the line of scrimmage. They got one back in the backfield from the shotgun. They're going to hand it off up the middle, nowhere to go, but leaning forward and picking up a few. And the Loggers with a nice stop. And that's going to bring up a second and nine, maybe a second and eight. Inside the 30-yard line, inside the 25-yard line, I should say. And back up to the line of scrimmage. Here's Dylan. Going to go by first names, guys. And got a uniform check here. Officials had some of the players, uniforms untucked. They get it going here. All right, from the shotgun, here's Dylan. Looking to go. He's going to pass left side. No one there. And a full head of steam. And a first down pass play. A nice one again right there. I think that was Caleb Zick on the reception. And it looks like Roschel likes to run these quick passes, these quick screens, throw it into the flat, and let some of these big running backs do their work. It's going to be a first and 10. Where are they up to? Are they all the way up to the 10-yard line?
10-yard line.
Hey, first and 10, first and goal from the 10. Got two receivers to the right, one in motion to the left. Caleb Zick in the backfield. Quarterback's going to keep it, looking at the option, throws the option and into the end zone for the touchdown is Caleb Zick. And 6-6 is the score. 5:20 to go here, first quarter. We're going to see what they're going to do. Guessing they're going to go for the two-point conversion. Exciting game here, Trey, huh?
Yeah.
All right, the crowd is pumped. The crowd's excited. There's a lot going on. There's a cross-country meet going on tonight in Phillips as well. Sure, we'll be seeing some of those here as the night goes on. All right, here we are for the two-point conversion. Looking to throw it. They're going to throw it left side. The pass is there. Two-point conversion is good, and Rosholt takes the 8-6 lead. So Rosholt answers back. It's 8-6 with 5:20 to go here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman here now in Phillips, Wisconsin. And Trey. Kenny Drexler on the return on that one. I got Scott Heckman here now. Scotty, good to have you back here, buddy. And hopefully we got a nice ball game here. It's 8-6 right now, 5:15 to go here. It's going to be a first down and 10 for the Loggers from their own 42-yard line.
And here, right to left.
Yeah, and Kuchaba from the shotgun. It's going to be another counter. Vetter's got this one going left side. Gets around the edge. He's going down the sideline. Wade Vetter bumped out of bounds at the 24. The counter play, Scotty, it's been ran twice for two big plays here for the Loggers.
Mark him down at the 25, Jeff.
25-yard line.
Near side hash mark.
And it's the Loggers with a couple big plays here so far. Dulaski's got a big one, and Wade Vetter with two real big ones here. We got JJ back in the ball game, and he's the back quarterback too. It's going to be a direct snap to him. No, it's to Dulaski going right side, and we got a flag. A lot of flags getting thrown down there. You know that's likely going to be a hold, I'm guessing. And we're going to find out. And the Loggers have been on the bad side of the calls here tonight, not getting the calls. And it's going to be a hold against the Loggers. It's going to move them back. And
that's kind of tough, Jeff, on a quick hitter like that. You know, give it up 10 yards. They got 2 yards probably on that play.
Yeah.
And,
move them way back.
Well, it's not only that. It's just, how much of it is a hold really going to affect? I mean, if you broke it for 20 yards, you could see it.
Here we go. Kuchaba all alone in the backfield from the shotgun. Going to be handoff to Dulaski, left side. He breaks a tackle. He's got a full head of steam now. Dulaski, bang! Marshawn Lynch's and gets a couple more. Aaron Dulaski. He's fun to watch, Scotty.
Down to the 18, Jeff. Nice run there to the left side. He was on the short side of the field and went to it. Actually, I guess they went to the far side of the field right there. So first and 10, no?
No, didn't get the first down. Looks like he's about 4 yards short. It's going to be a second and
four.
So about an 11-yard run for Dulaski. Look a lot nicer.
No, actually 16-yard run there,
sure.
Jeff. Yeah. No, I thought he had the first down and more, but I forgot it was first and 20.
All right, we got Kuchaba all alone. We got JJ on the left side. Better to the right. JJ in motion to the right side. Kuchaba is going to keep it himself. Going to go right side looking for a hole. Cuts up fields. Tumble. Lost it. I think he landed back on it.
Nope. I think Rosholt got that, Jeff, after that second bounce.
Going to see what they do. And it is Rosholt ball.
It looked like Henry got that down there, Jeff, and it looked like actually it got kicked out of his hand as he was on the ground recovering it.
I'm almost interested that they didn't keep that one, that he was down on it, but it's going to be Rosholt ball nonetheless, and the Logger is going to have to try to stop.
First turnover of the game, 17-yard line for Rosholt. They're deep in their own territory, Jeff.
Yeah. That we talked about. They got some athletes on this Rosholt team here. they're spreading the ball around to different receivers, doing some different things here, but they like that quick pass, keeping the loggers on their toes.
Out of the shotgun, pairs bright. Here's a motion.
And that's over his head. He's going to fall on it. Oh, in the end zone, did the loggers get it for the touchdown?
Oh, and they down it at the one, Jeff. I don't know about that. Looked like it was a safety.
Absolutely. In the end zone. Rashold getting every single call here at home. Not sure what this is all about. They was both laying in the end zone. All right. That's a
16-yard loss.
Yeah, wow. So that pushes Rashold way back here.
From their own one, Jeff.
All right, going to be a second down, and I don't know, what is that about?
At 26?
Yeah, second and 26, something like that, coming up here.
Sorry about that. Mm-hmm.
And Rashold steps up to the line of scrimmage.
That bad snap, Jeff, over the quarterback's head. Now he's got somebody back behind him. He's back to pass. Throws a deep over to the right side, but out of play.
Yep. He had a step on way better over here on the right side. That was number 33. Nolan Berker, or Betker.
He throws a pretty nice ball right there, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. We see some nice passes from that one just thrown a couple steps ahead. It's going to bring up a third and long here.
Pretty safe play, though.
Throw it to
either
the end zone,
you throw it over to the edge, there's not a chance of getting it picked. Although, I would have liked to see him get a couple yards out of here because it'd be a tough punting here, Jeff.
Yeah.
Their own one.
All right, here we go.
Fumble.
Fumble again. It's going to be a quick pass. Oh, and they make the catch here. Going to be a fourth down. That snap was fumbled in the end zone. He quickly picked it up. The quarterback did. Dylan Delayette, probably saying that wrong. But positive yardage gets them out of deep in their territory.
The senior Alex Wirzaba made that reception. It was kind of like one of those old Packer quick ends, Jeff.
Yeah.
Like a slant, quick slant. So I would assume they're punting here. Fourth down and 12 from their only 14.
Set up in punt formation. The Loggers keep nobody back. They don't want to give up the bad play. And here it is, and that one up, Wallace! Block punt on the ground. The Loggers have it at the 10-yard line. I'm not sure who got their hands on it. That might have been Callen Chuzzles, Wade Better, one of those two boys right there. Callen Chuzzles doing Callen Chuzzles things. The block punt, a big break there for the Loggers. They're going to get it at the 10-yard line. And back in action here.
First and 10 from their own 10 here, Jeff.
Looks like just outside the 10. There's a chance for the first down at about the half-yard line. Here's Kuchibuck going to have a handoff to Vetter. Left side, he's got the corner. Wait, Vetter in the end zone. It's his ball game. Touchdown, Loggers. 3 minutes to go.
Looks like Rashold sold out to the strong side, Jeff, and there was nobody there. He basically walked in.
The counter's been there for Wade Vetter here all day long. This one wasn't even a counter. It was just a fake going left side.
But it's the Loggers have been going to the wide side so much, and then they go to that short side, and nobody was there.
All right, so the Loggers leading right now 12-8 with 3 minutes to go, going for the two-point conversion. Here's Kuchiba from the shotgun all alone looking to pass. Kuchiba gets this one. Oh, a catch by Ben Vernick. Oh, Ben ripped that one away. Randy mossed him for the two-point conversion. Loggers leading 14-8. 3 minutes to go. Loggers leading 14-8. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalongwin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shalongwin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
About 60 degrees, huh, Jeff?
Absolutely. Hey, I like these uniforms. The Loggers all in black here with the black helmets, orange letters, and then the Rossold Hornets come in clean, and they're all white with the blue. A little bit of an old-school St. Louis Rams look.
Yeah, right. Almost like the Chargers way back.
Sure,
yeah.
Chargers, that's what it is. All right, here we go. It's going to be a counter. One of the Loggers plays. They're there for it. And a nice tackle there from Sawyer Kuchaba.
Two-yard pickup, Jeff.
And, Scotty, I talked about this before this game. Keep an eye on Sawyer Kuchaba. I think he's the key to the game. He's leading this team along with Ben Vernig in tackles. He's in on all these plays. And these backs are not easy to tackle. They got big athletes out here.
And he's the quarterback.
Yeah.
So Iron Man football here. Eight-man football is just the best, Jeff. I was at the NFL game, and, man, there's so many TV timeouts. It's not made for watching in the stadium anymore.
And J.J. must be feeling good seeing him over there at cornerback again here right
Here's
now.
Here's a blitz.
Hand up the middle. They catch him. And who had him by the ankles right there? Oh, that was against Sawyer Kuchaba at the bottom of that pile.
He blitzed at the perfect time, Jeff, and they picked up maybe half a yard here. It's going to be third and seven, maybe eight.
2:02 to go here. Loggers leading 14-8. It's third and seven. The Loggers with some sure tackles here. Loggers doing a nice job on the runs up the middle and keeping things inside. Some of these short pass plays have worked well for the Hornets.
That was a great run blitz right there, dialed up by Scott. Out of the shotgun, here comes Rossold. He's got pairs left. Here's a low snap again. He dropped that back to pass, and he overshot him, Jeff.
Yep, that ball threw off the timing. That snap threw off the timing. It hit the ground. He had to stop, pick it up, and it kind of made him speed things up. He probably had some time to make a nicer pass, but Dylan DeLeet doing what he could with it.
And he's coming off the field a little frustrated right there, and he's had some tough snaps to deal with. It's not easy to long snap, though, Jeff.
No, not at all here.
Oh, and it says
fourth and seven, they're up for the punt here.
High snap again. Uh-oh. And we got a timeout on the field. I think we got a timeout.
Oh, maybe it was just an official's timeout was trying to stop the play before they did it.
Fourth and seven here, Jeff.
Fourth and seven, the Hornets are set up to punt. The Loggers, they're going to be set up for a punt fake.
Says Sawyer Kuchaba's birthday.
Oh, Henry's birthday today. Oh, Henry.
Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Well, happy birthday to Sawyer Kuchaba.
So, 5-yard penalty. It must have been offside, perhaps, Jeff?
Oh, must have been. Okay.
Offside or neutral zone infraction.
That's a tough one because it makes it a fourth and three. Looks like they're going to maybe go for it here now. They are.
DeLeet is up out of the shotgun. He's got...
Got a back behind him.
Tight end's behind him.
Here, looking to pass play over the top. He overshot him. It's going to be a turnover on downs.
He had that man.
He had him. He had him by a step there, and that was a touchdown. If that was passes a little bit shorter, the Loggers catching a break right there, and it's going to be their ball, first down. From close to midfield, at about the 44-yard line, the Loggers with a minute left in this first quarter, they're leading 14-8. We got a football game here, Scotty.
Yep, in Rossold territory. So another turnover on downs here. Hustling off the field real fast is, who is that?
Here's
Hishka.
Kuchaba, all by himself, looking to pass. He's going to throw this one deep to Ben Vernig. He's open. 10-5. Touchdown, Loggers. Ben Vernig. Big catch. The Loggers.
44 yards for the touchdown and a quick score right there, Jeff, and that's what you need.
And the Loggers don't pass the ball a lot, but when they do, it's effective.
It is. And it looked almost like a play fake off of that.
And Ben was just on the fly, just go, and he had his guy beat. Sawyer dropped a nice pass in his lap. And the Loggers leading 20-8 here right now, going for the two-point conversion. It's going to be a direct snap to Aaron Dolaski. He gets in for the two-point conversion. It's 22-8. The Loggers on fire here in Phillips. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept Care Credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Scott Heppen here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Phillips Loggers leading the Rosholt Hornets 22-8 in a makeup game. Prentice didn't want to play. Rosholt said, we'll drive 2 hours to do it. And there's another pooch kick, and the Hornets fall on it at about the 37-yard line. Under a minute to go here. Loggers with big playability been the key to this first quarter here. And big plays on the offensive side, big plays on the defensive side. 22-8 is the score.
First quarter still, Jeff.
Still first quarter.
A little under a minute to go here, 57.9 seconds, I believe, right there.
Some of these games we get at, they start to get out of hand. This feels like one that's going to, it can go any way at any time.
Okay, he's got triples right. Wide receiver in motion now. Snap to delete. He rolls out right. He gets by one guy, and it was a quarterback keeper all the way, Jeff. And he got
it was,
maybe two.
Just got out of the hands of Callan Shuzzles and ends up picking up a couple yards on it.
Dylan Delete's listed at 6'2". He's a junior, Jeff, and he's kind of got those long strides.
Yeah.
You know? Doesn't look fast, but I bet he gets out in the open field and he can go.
You got it. He's a long athlete like that. Bet he's a basketball player.
Nope, and it looks like we got a holding call, Jeff.
Did the penalty go against Rosholt? You got to be kidding me. Rosholt's first penalty of the ball game here, loving that. And that's going to move them back a little bit here.
So they must have had it point of contact, Jeff, because it looks like an 8-yard penalty here. So from just inside the 30, 29-yard line, their own 29, they'll do it again here. First and call it 18.
First and 18 coming up here. Here's Dylan DeLeet from the shotgun. He's got a back behind him. A receiver to the left. DeLeet, he's going to keep it left side. It's an option play. They give it to the running back. And he picks up.
About 9 yards.
Yeah, about 9 yards. A nice play there. A nice run on the option.
Caleb Zick, yeah. That's kind of almost a speed option right there, Jeff. Like they used to run a lot in college. It doesn't seem like they do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't see a lot of the option too much here anymore.
And second and a long 8 here, Jeff, from the far side of the hash marks.
On parents' night here tonight, Scotty, then halftime they're going to announce a lot of the younger kids out there.
Nice.
In the middle school program.
They got a lot of kids out there. It's really nice to see.
And I think it's going to be, they're going to let the clock run out here. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. It's going to be Rosholt ball with a second 8 coming up from the 39-yard line. When we come back, it's 22-8. Phillips Loggers leading the Rosholt Hornets. Start of the second quarter coming up. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept Care Credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Think the Indy Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy 5 oil changes, get the 6 free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp. And start of the second quarter coming up here right now. It's Rosholt ball. at their own 39-yard line, a second eight coming up here from the shotgun. DeLeese going to keep it himself, got some pressure. He's going to throw it ahead wide open in a big catch and scooting down the field. He's going to get there for the touchdown. And we knew a big play was coming from Rasholt, the reception.
That was a nice play-action rollout right.
Yes, and Alex Wiesbu, he's the speed demon over there. And a big touchdown from him makes it 22-14. Two-point conversion coming up, and a big two-point conversion it is. So first play of the second quarter goes to Rasholt. They say, hey, this is our quarter, making this a ball game again.
That was a big pass play, Jeff. I think they have 61-yard play right there, Jeff. You don't usually see that from the Loggers.
No.
Nice play from them. Out of the gun here, DeLeet. He throws a
little high,
a little bit high on that quick slant.
A little bit high out of the outstretched arms of the receiver. Two-point conversion, no good.
So back to an eight-point deficit, eight-point lead for the Loggers here, 22-14, 11:48 to go in the second, Jeff.
Yeah, we're going to stay right here, and we're going to see the Hornets kick off to the Loggers for the first time.
And moving a little bit slow here, actually.
Got the lights on here tonight. I like seeing it feel Friday night football. We haven't had a Friday night game yet. I think they've been Thursday night games so far, so we're getting the real feel here tonight.
Heard it was from not being able to get a lot of referees on Friday night.
I think that's what it is. We must have stole some here tonight.
All right, so Rasholt from right to left.
We got J.J. and Delasky in the backfield. Those are two return guys you want to see.
Cash Calhoun is going to be kicking off.
What a name, huh, Scotty?
Yeah, it is.
That's a WWE star right there, without a doubt.
No doubt. Great name.
All right, Kenny Drexler picks this one up, makes a move. He's hit, wrapped up right away at the 27-yard line.
He was in that third wave, Jeff, and made a nice little move to basically save the Loggers probably 10 yards to get by him, and then they're probably down to the 20.
Sure.
Nice kick.
11:44 to go here, 22-14. Loggers leading. But Rasholt, we're able to see what they can do with their big playability, too. Loggers, they're going to need one here.
From their own 29, far side hash mark.
Here we are. Kuchaba leads them up to the line of scrimmage. He's got Vetter to his right, Delasky to his left in motion. Going to give it to Delasky. Hops over a defender, and he's tackled by two gang tackled, maybe for a loss of one.
Kuchaba was kind of pulling up. Looked like he was maybe got hit somewhere, Jeff. Anyway, there we are.
All right, J.J. comes in onto the field on this one.
It was a loss of two.
Going to bring up a second and 11.
And all the little boys are running around here, Jeff. That's always nice.
It is. Here's J.J. playing quarterback all alone in the backfield by himself. And spin, he's going to move. He's going to go up the middle looking to get around the corner. Breaks away, makes a couple out of nothing.
He actually got about a 5-yard gain there, Jeff. Actually, six. We'll give him six. Third and five, third and long five right here, Jeff.
A nice run from J.J. He's not the easiest to tackle. He's short, low to the ground, low center of gravity, and strong. And drug a couple guys, made 5 yards out of that one. Going to bring up a manageable third and six, third and five.
Yep, nice pickup right there. Kind of spun in the backfield. They didn't know where he was going to go, and then picked a hole, and he went.
Well, that's what he's called, is the spin back, and that's what they do. Get it? Spin and go. All right, here's J.J. again. And he's going to go left side. He's going to follow his backs. Left side, he gets the first down. J.J. and some more. Out the sideline.
It's about a 12-yard pickup, Jeff. He's out to the 47-yard line.
There you go. First down run there for J.J. Loggers moving the chains, and the Loggers have many weapons. That's what they got going for them this year. You got Kuchaba, you got J.J., you got Delasky, you got Wade Vetter.
Kind of a stingy mark there, Jeff. At first they were at the 47, then they backed it up. And then one other guy came
in. I don't think these officials like us too much. We're down in the
No, they probably had to drive too far for this one, Jeff. Out wide here.
Here we got Kuchaba in the shotgun. And he's going to keep it himself up the middle. He goes. Kuchaba tackled. Down on his head after a gain of a yard or so.
He got rolled over there, Jeff, and he hits his top of his head right there.
Kind of got flipped upside down on his head. And going to bring up a second and 8.
Old Sawyer.
And J.J. bringing the play in. Kuchma going to come out. Steve says, hey, make sure your head's okay. All right, here's J.J. In the backfield, he's got Delasky and Vetter to his right. J.J.'s going to hand out to Vetter. Left side, this play has worked. Vetter cuts upfield and picks up some positive yards. It's going to bring up about a 3rd and 3, I think. They're not giving him good spots at all. Oh, my gosh. He's holding him right outside the 50-yard line.
All right, 49, their own 49, Jeff. It's 3rd and 4. And that was a nice jump stop move there, Jeff, to kind of cut back into the inside.
Yep.
3rd and 4. And it's 4-down territory. You know that, Jeff.
Absolutely. Here we go. Kuchma from the shotgun. He's got Delasky to his left. Vetter to the right. And Delasky's going to keep it himself. Looking to pass. Throws this one. And oh, he was there, but it was thrown a little too far for Vernig. It was open. Just out of the reach of Ben.
Just off the fingertips. Nice play right there. It'll be 4th and 4 from Roschold's 49-yard line. Keep moving that ball back just a little bit.
A little bit. Every single time.
Yeah, just a little. Yep, there we go. I guess they just got to get a little extra. Running it in the play.
9:41 to go here in this second quarter. It's 22-14. Loggers leading the Roschold Hornets here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We got Kuchma on a 4th and 4 in the back. You know, it's a direct snap to Delasky. Delasky chugging alive and got it. Driving, gets the first down. Amazing run from Aaron Delasky. He willed his way to the first down. Aaron Delasky, that's what he does.
They had him stop, Jeff, 2 yards short.
Kept chugging.
Yeah, bowled right through it.
Aaron Delasky, a special running back here. If you haven't been able to come, all the running backs out here, if you haven't been able to come and see him, the Phillips Loggers team, hey, they're fun to watch.
That was an 11-yard gain, Jeff, and he was stopped it after about 2.
All right, here we are. Here's Kuchma in the backfield. Lasky in motion to the left. Kuchma going to keep it up the middle. He goes Kuchma, wrapped up, picks up a few, though. One forward, falls forward.
He got 4, Jeff.
4-yard pickup there for Kuchma.
9:05 here to go in the second.
All right. And Coach Denny, J.J. in with the play. Delasky going to take a break. And here we go.
Second and 5, Jeff.
From about the 34-yard line. And that one goes through the hands of Kuchma. Kuchma picks it up and tackled for a major loss there.
It's tough there, Jeff. It was a snap just kind of off to his right, and he couldn't handle it. Went through his hands, but recovered.
Yeah, luckily he got back on top. He tried to make something out of it. There was nothing going.
Loss of 11. And they're at Roschold's 46 here, Jeff. And it'll be 3rd and 17, maybe.
All right, 3rd and 17 coming up here. J.J. Hickenden brings the play in. Along with Kuchma. Vetter in the backfield. J.J. split wide left. Here's Kuchma to Vetter, right side. Vetter makes a cut. Vetter using his speed. Gets up really close to the first down. Where are they going to spot him?
That was a nice dive at the end, Jeff. And it looked like they were going to go to the wide side of the field again. And, oh, boy.
They're going to put him short by inches here.
Boy, he looked like he was over that.
That line.
30-yard line for sure.
Right. Loggers not getting good spots here today. It don't matter. One more run. We got to get it.
So it's 4th and 0.5 yards here, Jeff.
Yeah. And he's going to give this one here. Probably direct snap it to Delasky. Delasky up the middle he goes. Marshawn Lynch and up the hole and gets the first down.
That was a gain of about 8.
7:22 to go here. Loggers leading 22-14. And they're going to step up to the line of scrimmage here. Moving along.
From the Roschold's 22, Jeff, almost in the red zone.
You got Kuchma along with Delasky in the backfield. Wade Vetter to the right. And direct snap to Delasky. Up the middle he goes. He's pulling more guys along with. They still can't tackle him. Aaron Delasky finally thrown out inside the 10.
What a move right there, Jeff. He was stopped again. First down, I believe. Yep, they're moving the chains. First and goal from the 9, Jeff.
I don't care who you are. That's fun to watch, Scott.
It is. He chucked a couple of guys. He just swum to, and then he went right through it.
All right, Delasky again. He says, keep giving me the ball. Chugging through. Picks up more.
Down to about the 2, Jeff.
It's second and goal coming up here.
Tough running right there from Aaron Delasky.
Hey,
my goodness.
This is his drive. Give it to him one more time.
Up to the line quick. Here come the loggers.
And making this defense tired. Delasky up the middle. Touchdown. This was his drive. Aaron Delasky in the end zone. It's 28-14 with 6.5 minutes to go. Logger's going to go for the two-point conversion. And I like what Precor was doing right there, making that defense tired, making this offense run quickly here.
6:27 here to go in the second.
And here's Delasky again. That one fumbles and they fall on it. So two-point conversion, no good. 6:27 to go here in this first half. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. 6:27 to go here left in this first half. The Loggers leading 28-14. And Loggers set to kick off. A squib kick is what I'm guessing here. And a little slip kick. Goes 10 yards. Rosholt, they fall on it.
And they get it at their own 49, Jeff. So good field position right there. They all actually, their uniforms are kind of like the 1970s Steelers in a little bit.
Sure, sure.
A little bit like that.
Sure. Looking sharp out here. Both teams. This crowd here, too. A nice crowd here we have tonight. And it's going to be Rosholt with their chance. And Dylan DeLeet going to lead this team up to the line of scrimmage.
Down by 14, DeLeet had a nice drive last time.
Got Caleb Zick in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the right, one in motion, and a flag. That's going to be some illegal motion right away. False start.
It looks like false start, Jeff.
Going to move Rosholt back 5 yards. 6:25 to go here. It's 28-14. Loggers leading the Rosholt Hornets. You're at Logger Camp.
So now from their own 46, Jeff, still good starting field position.
A nice crowd here tonight here, Scotty.
Oh, yeah.
Showing up to support the Loggers. Cross country going on down in Phillips as well. And here we go. Here's Dylan DeLeet from the shotgun. It's going to be handoff up the middle and gang tackle.
Looks like a fumble.
More. I think it was. What are they calling?
I think they recovered, Jeff.
Okay, fumble recovered on the spot here. It's going to stay with Rosholt.
Second and about 11, gain of 4 on the play. Looked like a real nice play. It almost looked like he started, got the handoff, got through, and then was bobbling it because I thought he had a hole this way, and he was following the ball to try to recover it.
Never exactly got a hold of it that whole time there. Caleb Zick doing a nice job staying on top of that one. 5:52 to go and counting in this first half. 28-14, Loggers leading in a well-played football game from both teams. Rosholt off that two-hour drive, two-hour plus, and
over the head
again. Rosholt, they fall on it way, way back at the 33-yard line.
Cash Calhoun just said,
"How was he giving him that ball almost at the 35?" Anyway, Loggers football here. Rosholt football, I'm sorry. It's going to be about a third and what is that?
20, 25, Jeff. Third and 25.
Third and 25 coming up.
I think they're a little afraid right there of Dexy up in the middle. Here comes Dexter. He's coming out.
Big Dexter Dabbler.
Yep. Anthony Furkus, the freshman's coming on in there, Jeff.
All right, here is Rosholt.
Out of the gun. He's got pairs left, pairs right.
Looking to pass. Throws this one deep, a high ball. Kenny Drexler's there. He makes the catch.
That was kind of like a back shoulder fade right there, Jeff. Pretty nice pass.
It was Alex Wiesba on the catch. And I think he's got that touchdown earlier as well.
They got to give him a little respect, Jeff.
Yep.
And what they did is he it looked like he was going to throw it over his head, but what he did is throw it short.
Short-shouldered it over by the corner or on the out of bounds on that right side. Big pass play there from Rosholt. Going to bring up a first and 10 from the Loggers 38-yard line.
That was about a 33-yard pass play, Jeff.
Two big pass plays for Rosholt tonight here. All right, they're going to try to get Dylan DeLate. Throws this one, a little screen pass, and a nice
breaking
run
tackle.
There.
Watch out,
he's
going
to go all the way. Caleb Zick. Touchdown for Rosholt.
He made a nice cutback, Jeff.
He did. When they get into some open field, they're a lot like the Loggers. They've got them athletes, can make a move and get some open field and running for the touchdown. Big run there from Caleb Zick for the touchdown.
28-20.
4:37 to go here.
Sorry about the poor camera work. I was a little ahead of them.
All right. And Loggers trying to hold him from a two-point conversion here. It's an eight-point ball game here right now. Here's DeLeese. He's going to pitch it right side. Caleb Zick, and he's tackled. No good. And a nice job. Sawyer Kutsuba come flying in there again.
Nice tackle right there. 4:37 in the second. It's 28-20.
We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp. It's a 28-20 lead for the Phillips Loggers with 4:37 to go in the second quarter. The Rosholt Hornets just coming off a big pass play for a touchdown to make a ball game of this here.
Cash Calhoun's going to kick off.
Calhoun kicks this one up the middle and goes past J.J. He's going to go pick it up. J.J. fakes a reverse, going left side, right side, gets a little bit of a hole and a nice return, and there we go. A horse collar, a face mask, going to be called. J.J., a big return on that kickoff, and they're going to give him 15 more.
Looked like about a 18-yard return there, Jeff.
They're not calling that on the Loggers, are they? They're calling a hold on the Loggers. Got to be kidding me. They ripped them down by the helmet. 4:29, the Loggers getting the rubbish calls here tonight.
And that was pretty late. It almost for sure looked like it was on that
I'm smelling that a rat collar here tonight, Scott.
Horse collar. It was
horse collared them, ripped them down by the helmet after a big return. They called a hold on the Loggers. Ouch.
So, first and 15, that
right.
Negates a nice return.
I like the Thursday night refs. All right, here's Kutsuba. It don't matter. It's all fun. And it's going to go left side on the counter. There's Wyatt. There's Wade Vedder. I'm sorry. Going down the sideline. A big run for Wade Vedder. Makes up for that bum call. And the Loggers back in action. Way up at the 48-yard line.
32-yard gain, Jeff. 32. I mark them out at the 47.
47-yard line they'll be at. All right, Wade Vedder here having a ball game. That counter play keeps working for the Loggers. All right, here's Kuchaba with the Lasky to his right. Going to give it to Delasky. It's a counter again. The opposite side. Here's Wade Vedder. Makes another cut. Chugging along. No gain. Maybe a loss. Nice gang tackle there from Rosholt.
He almost got by him, Jeff, and somebody reached out a hand and grabbed his foot. No gain. Maybe a half-yard loss.
All right. JJ going to run the play in here. 4 minutes to go and counting. Loggers up by 8. 28-20. It's 2nd-10 coming up here. Loggers at their own 46-yard line. Here's J.J. in the backfield by himself. Going to go left side. Looks like he's going to keep it. Makes a cut. Tackle for no gain. Maybe.